Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Twenty-one past seven. One cannot grow up in Victoria without experiencing the joy, the wonder, the thrill that is the traditional school excursion to Sovereign Hill. And I do declare that Sovereign Hill will be turning 50 years old this weekend. I'm joined by the Sovereign Hill Museums Association CEO, Sarah Kwan. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sammy. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you, but I'm a little shocked. I really thought Sovereign Hill was about 170 years old.
We do a really good job at making sure you feel that way.
What was it beforehand?
Oh, so it was an empty site, actually, and the photos of when they started to build Sovereign Hill are phenomenal, really. It's the tree plantings that we've done over time, it's phenomenal to see the transformation over those 50 years, and we're excited to be celebrating.
I was remembering my own trip. I've been back with my kids ever since, but the primary school trip was the big event. It's the thing you looked forward to, you know, growing up and getting through the annoying grade one, grade two, grade three years until you could finally get on the bus. Is that still your main demographic, school excursions?
Look, we have over 110,000 school kids every year. It's a phenomenal part of what we do, but we welcome just over 700,000 visitors each year across our sites. So it's still a huge part of what we do, absolutely. I talked to a principal and she said it's when they have their grade six school leavers dinner, the number of them that say their highlight of primary school was Sovereign Hill. And I think there was a bit of pride in that and a bit of trepidation that it wasn't something that happened at school. But we're pretty proud of that part of what we do in Victoria.
My mum's still got my siblings and I, our black and white photos in the old traditional dress still on the mantelpiece, I think.
And Sammy, you know, while we were closed during COVID, so many people shared those photos with us. And there was a real sense of nostalgia that came, I think, recognising the impact on places like ours. And so we got a real collection over the years of different people sharing their photos with us, which was a lot of fun in a time that was pretty tough for everybody in the community.
Well, Sarah, of course, it's been tough very much, of course, the Sovereign Hill as well, no doubt, with visitors. But you haven't been lying idle. The master plan has been announced today for, what, the next 20 years?
Yeah, indeed. Look, to be able to work on something that is forward-thinking and looking at the next 20 years for Sovereign Hill during COVID was absolutely a fantastic opportunity. Brought a bit of optimism into our business during a tough time. And this master plan's about kind of recognising that a really innovative vision 50 years ago got us to where we are today. And we're pretty excited to be launching a 20-year plan on our 50th birthday.
What can we expect in the next 20 years? You're doing anything, you know, major? Are we talking dodgem cars or, you know, helicopter rides?
We listen very carefully to those that really love Sovereign Hill and our community. And there's some pretty exciting things in the makings. And the first of those is Ballarat and Sovereign Hill are going to be the home to a National Centre for Rare Arts and Forgotten Trades, which we like to call CRAFT, which is a place where people will be able to come and do hands-on workshops from 30 minutes to 5 days across a range of rare arts and near forgotten trades. And for us, that's a super important thing for us to be working on. Our aim out of this is to keep those trades alive and thriving and to help people fall in love and discover those trades of their passion.
That sounds wonderful and very important development, Sarah, but please tell me that despite all the developments, you're not going to be getting rid of the terrifying actors who play the role of teachers who scare the living daylights out of the kids in the classrooms of the time.
Absolutely not. There's going to be some great just additions to our education program, but it'll stay very familiar, as will our outdoor museum. Building on our strengths, absolutely.
Brilliant. Sarah Kwan, really appreciate your time. I did buy from memory a vial of gold specs for about $7 in 1994. What would that be worth now? Would that
get me admission? Clearly $1 million.
I'm going to hold you to that when I next visit. congratulations. It's a huge part of our state, and I can't wait to visit again soon.
Thanks for celebrating with us, Sammy.
Thank you. Sarah Kwan, they're CEO of the Sovereign Hill Museums Association.